welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, how you doing out there? Hope everybody is well, feeling good, doing all right, doing okay. Yeah, I had a good time sitting on the porch today. It was, a little hot, but I had a little breeze where I was down in Waldo, and it felt good. So somebody was doing some road work on down the road from me, so I was watching all the road work gear go on down the road today. But so I had a good day, and of course, I always look forward to being here with you on Offbeat News and Trivia here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Hey, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays from 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays from 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Hey, I want to tell you about a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth coming up Saturday, August the 14th. From 1 to question mark at the Blue Fusion. $10 donation at the door. 5 and under are free. Spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, salad with 2 dressings. All right. I like extra dressings on my salad. Gotta love it. There's an auction, a Chinese raffle, bake sale, poker run, and much more. And so just enjoy yourself. Alice Renee was recently diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer, and Renee has adopted to undergo a mastectomy and with reconstructive surgery due to a long family history of cancer. As some may remember, she lost her mother in May of 2014 to stage 4 breast cancer. So there you go, a chance to support a good cause out at Blue Fusion with a poker run and all kinds of good stuff. Saturday, August the 14th from 1 p.m. to question mark at the Blue Fusion. Just go out, have yourself a good meal, support a good cause, enjoy the auction, and have a lot of fun. So just put that on your calendars, all right? And also, I want to announce there's a Vacation Bible School coming up. And let me see if I can find that for you here. And yes, here it is. That is going on this week at the Marion Wesleyan Methodist Church. And they're located at 1865 Marion Williamsport Road East, right here in Marion. And it goes until this Friday. They have their special program on Friday at 6:30 p.m. Join them for stories, songs, snacks, games, and more. The Great Adventure is a cowboy theme. The pastor is Steve Cassidy. For more information, 740-382-2007 for more information on that Vacation Bible School. So a good place to take the kids. So there you go. Well, you're up to date with a couple things happening in the Marion area. So we appreciate everybody that sends in their announcements and be happy to pass that along to our listeners out there. Well, today we're giving away a $15 Taco Bell gift card. Now, I said last week I was having trouble getting a Taco Bell gift card from Taco Bell because I was saying that I never could get one activated. Well, I went out to Walmart and found a $15 Taco Bell gift card. So, hey, I'm back with my producer, Terry. He's here this week. Terry, what's been up with you, man?
Not too much. I just wanted to come on just for a minute, Nate, and say your next show, when you come on next Wednesday, will be the first of the fall, Fantastic Fall giveaways.
All right. We'll look forward to that.
So, we'll be something, be a separate drawing, but it'll be a Fantastic Fall giveaway.
All right, Terry, appreciate that. Good to have you back,
courtesy of the station. Thank you.
Courtesy of WWGH Radio and our good friend, Terry Tackett. And it's good to have you back,
thank
my
you.
Good
thank
friend.
You.
All righty. So look forward to that coming up. It is 4:19 and time for trivia. So all you need to do for a chance to win this Taco Bell gift card, $15 Taco Bell gift card, is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. That's how it works. So here we go. Some questions easy. Some questions might be a little medium. Hey, we have kids that call the program, so we've got some easy questions. We've got some medium questions. Nothing too hard here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Just something for you to join in and have a good time. 740-383-9944 is our number. That's 740-383-9944. Get interactive with us. Hey, the first question is a snow question, and you might be thinking about snow on this hot day. Maybe you want a little snow on you, but I'm not looking forward to it myself. I like this. I don't mind this warm weather, to tell you the truth. It's all right with me. I'll take what I can get. Hey, at what temperature is snow most likely to fall? At what temperature is snow most likely to fall? What city had the first Starbucks? You like to go out to Starbucks and get you some coffee or mixed drink or whatever you want out there? Which city had the first Starbucks? What natural disaster has a hypocenter and an epicenter? What natural disaster has a hypocenter and an epicenter? 740-383-9944. Hey, we got a first call of the day coming in, and we'll take it and find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm going to take a wild guess. 32 degrees.
32 degrees. You got it, Bob. All right.
Great.
What you been up to today, Bob?
What?
Yeah, what you been up to today?
I don't know. There's a bunch of them, but I've been sitting around letting them do it for the last few days.
All right, so they're going to surprise you for dinner, huh?
Yeah, I haven't touched the stove for about 3 or 4 days.
Okay, so you just got to sit back and relax, huh?
Yeah, it's whatever, it's whatever.
Okay, well, tonight I'm having a chicken quesadilla.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, my wife is trying it for the first time. Going to make me a chicken quesadilla, so we'll see how that works out.
Yes. Well, I'll go down there, and I'll help you with it.
All right.
Okay. You have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All righty. Bob, the first one, 740-383-9944. Hey, did you ever play an instrument? I played the trombone. Sometimes I still get it out and play a little bit. The wife plays the piano and I play the trombone. Well, I'll ask that question here in a second. It's actually not about a trombone. It's about another instrument. But I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Hi, we're on the air.
Earthquake.
Earthquake is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what have you been up to today?
I was just playing with Bentley, and maybe he didn't want me to play with him because it was hot out.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say so, but someone else said it.
Oh, okay. All right. So you decided to answer this one instead, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, this is great weather for the pool, isn't it?
I know. And, well, I couldn't say snow because, you know, someone else called and said
right.
I was going to say snow, but... Now I gotta say earthquake.
You gotta say earthquake. There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put you in the drawing. Do you like Taco Bell?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll put you in the chance for a chance to win. All right, buddy?
Okay.
All right. Good talking to you. You have a good night now, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty, put Noah in the drawing. It's 4:24 on a Wednesday afternoon. Already July the 28th as we roll through this month. Man, it's just flying right past. Okay, why are mutes added to a trumpet's bell? What reason? Why are mutes added to a trumpet's bell? Now, I play the trombone. My brother played a mean trumpet, and he was pretty good at it. Hey, which Christmas song recorded by Bing Crosby in 1942 is the best-selling of all time? Which Christmas song recorded by Bing Crosby in 1942 is the best-selling of all time? What is it called when snow suddenly flows down a slope? What is it called when snow suddenly flows down a slope? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Seattle for the first Starbucks.
Seattle's right for the first Starbucks. How are you today?
Not doing too bad.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. You enjoying this warm weather? I forget
yes.
What you said you like your temperature to be.
It's a little bit too warm.
A little bit too warm for you. You like it down about 70s, right?
Yeah, that'd be good.
There you go. It's about 70 degrees with a little bit of a breeze, right?
Right.
There you are. Well, what you been up to today? Anything?
Not a whole bunch.
There
watching grandkids.
Yeah, watching the grandkids. That's all right. There you go. All right. Well, we'll put you in for a chance to win.
All right.
Thanks for calling. It's good to talk to you.
Good talk to you.
All right. Have a good night now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, every once in a while we hear a horn honk as people pass by, and lay on the horn. We're live here on the radio. You can hear yourself as you honk the horn because we're on a little bit of a delay, so keep the radio on, and as you go on past, you'll hear that horn honk here on South Prospect Street. Hi, we're on the air.
Was it White Christmas?
It is White Christmas. How are you today?
I'm good. This is Judy C.
All right, Judy C. We'll get you in the stack, all right?
All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Judy C. There we go. Get her signed up there, and with everybody else, 4:27 on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, join everybody else. If you're getting a busy signal, just hit redial. You'll get through now. We've got a available line, as they say. Our phone lines are open, which is a little bit of a lie because we just have one line. But anyways, you get the point. Hey, in this holiday tune, for some reason, my wife has a little bit of a Christmas theme today. Christmas in July, I guess. In this holiday tune, Brenda Lee sings about doing what around a Christmas tree. In this holiday tune, Brenda Lee sings about doing what around a Christmas tree. Let's go to the phone here. Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be an avalanche.
That's an avalanche is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Oh, I'm still kicking.
All right. Hey, it was good to see you at the festival the other day.
Hey, same here. It's kind of interesting walking around down there to see what they had. They had lots of kids there, though.
Yeah, they did have a lot of kids, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I hope they had a good time. I had my niece and nephew with me, and they seemed to have a good time at the bounce house, and they had a slide. They had these balls you could get in and do a little bit of went up against each other and tried to bounce each other and knock each other down. So
yeah, I think they had one of them throw things like they used to have, knock down things and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, over in the back there, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, did you get a chance to sample any food while you were there?
No, I was gonna wait in that one line there next to you, but I changed my mind.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, whoever they were selling some stuff. I know they had funnel cake fries, which looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I seen when I started to leave, and then I said, they're standing around by the trees, and they're gathered up here and gathered up there. I said, we'd been there all night.
Yeah. Now, My nephew, he did sample a hot dog, and he didn't finish it, so I tried that. They had some good hot dogs there, too, from the other stand. They had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had hot dogs. They were selling for $1.25, which I didn't think was too bad.
Well, no, when I come to that, I always give to something anyway, no matter what.
Yeah. We were from the radio station, so they said, hey, it's on the house, but I know they were going for a good cause, so I wanted to give them something anyways, you know.
Yeah, you get a lot of registered for the tickets?
Yeah, I believe we had, 15. No, it was more than that. We had a total of up near 30 somewhere, Ralph.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so I was pleased.
Yeah.
So people stopped by. More people stopped by than that, and we was able to give our cards out and spread the word. So, yeah, that was nice.
That's good.
So.
All right, I'll back out of here and let somebody else in there. You have a great one and a safe one.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we had good success down there at the Prospect 2021 Festival. I guess they're going to do it again in the fall. Going to try. I was talking to, I believe it was Dan Greenleaf who headed all that up. Did a fine job down there. Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. And what is your name?
Mark.
Mark. All right, Mark. We will put you in the pile for a chance to win, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you very much for ringing our phone line. All right. Here's another trivia question. Which singer created Footloose? Which singer created Footloose? And what was rock and roll singer Carl Perkins' best-known song? What was rock and roll singer Carl Perkins' best-known song? And here's an easy one. Which superstar Man in the Mirror died back in 2009? Which superstar Man in the Mirror died back in 2009? So there you go. That's what we'll start with this afternoon. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Join the folks that have phoned in and get yourself signed up to win a $15 gift card to Taco Bell. We will send that in the mail to you if you are the winner. And hey, just give us a call like this person's doing right now. You can go out to Taco Bell and hey, you can get yourself something cold to drink on a hot day like this. Cold drink and a taco. Can't beat that. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. Good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's on the docket for yourself today?
Oh, I've been out trimming, but I don't mind the heat, but boy, I don't like the sun.
All the
you
sun
know,
beating
out
down
the sun.
On you.
It just it just gets too much, you know.
Yeah. When you're directly in the sun, it does.
Yep.
So you got a lot of section where you are directly in the sun that you got to trim then.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that does it. I'm lucky to have a lot of shade on my property.
Yeah.
So I can't complain too much, although I still complain about mowing, but I really can't complain too much about it. But we mowed Monday. For some reason, we've been landing on Mondays. We should have it on, like, you know, Friday, so we're good for the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
But for some reason,
all right, that's Monday. Okay. I've been on the Monday schedule, too, so I'm with you. It just seemed to work out that way.
Yeah, I don't know why it works out that way, but it does, you know, so. But the mower's been working okay, so knock on wood. Hopefully it lasts all season and a few more seasons to come, anyhow.
I'd rather mow than shovel snow.
Oh, me too. Oh, I hate shoveling snow. And we have a driveway that goes down at an angle, so we got to shovel all that, and then we got to park at the top or else our car gets stuck in the driveway. Yeah, we've been towed out of our driveway.
A little too icy.
Twice. Yeah, it gets icy. And then we got to put the salt down. Oh, it's a mess, you know. But anyways,
Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that for a little while yet. I guess we'll just enjoy this.
Take whatever comes as it comes.
Hey, our buddy was in the news again.
I read about that.
Yeah, I got him coming up.
Something. He did something I wouldn't even think about.
Yeah, he's something else. Oh, man.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. He can sure. I think he can do anything he sets his mind to.
I think
David
so.
Rush.
Yep.
Maybe one of these days when he slows down, which I don't know if he ever will, I can get him on the program. But I haven't had luck in getting a hold of him yet.
Yep. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to pick his brain.
I've never heard an interview with him.
No, I haven't either. Not even a podcast.
Nope.
No. So. Yeah, it's...
We'll keep on trying.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on trying. I'm going to keep on bugging. Keep on sending my emails that get unanswered.
Right.
But, you know, they're awful busy, so I understand.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
Well, I think Carl Perkins' biggest hit was Blue Suede Shoes, I believe.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah.
Yep, Carl Perkins' best-known song.
Yeah, he was... you know, he was on his way to New York City to be on Ed Sullivan's show with that song before Elvis had it. And he got involved in an accident and got injured pretty bad. That really impacted his long-term career.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have.
Not being the first, you know. And
right.
So... never know what might happen.
Nope. You gotta be the first, or else it's just...
Yep,
it's
just another one.
Yep, right. Just another one, that's it.
Alrighty, I'll get off. Let somebody else get on.
Hey, thanks for calling, and always good to talk to you, and you have a good night now, alright?
Good talking to you, Nate.
Alright.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, 4:36 is the time. The line's available now for you, 740-383-9944. We're doing trivia on a Wednesday afternoon in July. July 28th, to be exact. Glad to have you on board. Oh, by the way, I should announce the winner of the Wilds tickets that we did give away down at Prospect. The winner was a lady by the name of Dorothy. I did not catch her last name. My wife has that information, but she's not with me. But Dorothy was the winner of the Wilds tickets down there. So congratulations, Dorothy, if you're listening to the program. You just enjoy that 4-pack of Wilds tickets that we did give away down there at the Prospect Festival. I hope you enjoy and have a good time with whomever you take. Take lots of pictures, and if you think about it, hey, send your pictures to my email address, radionateosu@gmail.com, and maybe we can get them up on the website. That'd be a lot of fun. All righty. Well, I have some offbeat fun facts for you right here, and these come from our friends at Snapple, as in the drink, Snapple.com. You can go there and find all kinds. They have thousands of these up there, but I've got 10 of them to share with you. Offbeat fun facts for you right here. Cows give more milk when they listen to music. A compass needle actually does not point directly north. Heavier, not bigger, lemons produce more juice. Ketchup was once sold as a medicine. Boy, I'll tell you, as much ketchup as I like on my hamburger, I believe it. I could put a teaspoon of that and put that every day. Yeah, for me, I love my ketchup. No two lip impressions are the same. Yeah, that makes sense because you got your fingerprints that are not the same. The Statue of Liberty features 7 points in her crown, 1 for each of the continents. Maine produces more toothpicks than any other state in the U.S. Mexican jumping beans jump to get out of sunlight. Heat, not sunlight, ripens tomatoes. All right, so my dad's tomato patch should be getting good and ready to go. And that means I can have some, as many as I want. Baboons were once trained by Egyptians to wait on tables. Now, how'd you like to have a baboon wait on your table? How cool would that be, so long as he got the order right? All right, now, some offbeat news for you before we get back and do some more trivia. Here at WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place, and offbeat news and trivia. An early morning crash on a New York City expressway caused traffic to be restricted to one lane because the roadway was covered in peppers. Authorities said the tractor-trailer was traveling eastbound on the Brooklyn side of Brooklyn-Queens Expressway on Monday morning when it overturned, spilling a mass of peppers into the roadway to exit 30 to Flushing Avenue. The expressway was reduced to one lane of traffic while crews worked to clear the vegetables from the road. Fortunately, no injuries were reported from the crash. New York City, just go out and grab a pepper. There you go. Hey, here's what we were talking about just a moment ago. David Rush, an Idaho man with more than 200 Guinness World Records to his name, claimed another title by balancing a chair on his chin for over an hour. David Rush, a serial record breaker who uses his Guinness attempts to promote STEM education, said the record-keeping organization's rules dictated he had to use a full-size chair intended for adults. Rush said he had intended to try to increase the time far beyond the previous record of 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 18 seconds, but pain in his neck and fatigue in his legs caused him to settle for a less ambitious goal. Rush successfully completed his attempt at 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 39 seconds. But yet another record for David Rush from Idaho. An Ohio college hosted a pair of bubble-blowing masters as they attempted to break the Guinness World Record for the largest soap bubble net. Gary Perlman, a.k.a. Dr. You Are Awesome, and Gordy Tubbett, a.k.a. Globy the Bubbler, teamed up Sunday at the Notre Dame College in South Euclid to create hundreds of bubbles at once using a 75-foot-wide net. Quote, "I take both a scientific and entertainment approach to my art. I enjoy designating events that bond and uplift both national and global audiences," Perlman, who holds 11 Guinness World Records for soap bubble blowing, told WJW-TV. The men said evidence from their attempt Sunday is being submitted to Guinness for official recognition. There you go, the offbeat stack for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia. 4:42 is the time. Let's see if we can get some more answers here. We're giving away a $15 gift card to Taco Bell. So there you go. That's what we're playing for today. All you need to do for a chance to win is call, answer one of my trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing. And coming up here at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Why are mutes added to a trumpet's bell? Why are mutes added to a trumpet's bell? Which singer created Footloose? Which singer created Footloose? Which superstar Man in the Mirror died in 2009? Which superstar Man in the Mirror died in 2009? Okay, here's some more that we haven't gotten to yet. Who raged, "We're not going to take it"? What group was that? 740-383-9944. In which year did Elvis Presley die? In which year did Elvis Presley die? Which city streets did Bruce Springsteen sing about in 1994? Which city streets did Bruce Springsteen sing about in 1994? Gaps between notes are known as what? Gaps between notes are known as what? And finally, what was the name of Michael Jackson and his band of brothers? What was the name of Michael Jackson and his name of brothers? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those, call in. I will sign you up for a chance to win a $15 Taco Bell gift card, and you can go out and enjoy yourself some Taco Bell. That's what I'd like to do. Absolutely. Get out there and just enjoy myself some tacos, or specifically the Burrito Supreme. It is July 28th, and it's time to find out what happened on this day in history. We will do that straight ahead. Hi, we're on the air.
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5, correct. How are you today?
Just peachy.
Just peachy, all right. Do you like this hot weather, or do you wish it was cooler?
No, I have no problem with the hot weather.
No problem at all.
Arthritis does not like cold weather.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, that's right. I got a little bit, I think, in my knees that added
yep,
up.
That's yep, that's where it happens.
That'll do it every time, won't it?
Yes.
All right, well, I will sign you up for a chance to win, all right?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. It is 4:45 and time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1896, the city of Miami, Florida was incorporated. In 1914, World War I officially began when Austria and Hungary declared war on Serbia. More in a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Didn't Elvis die in 1978?
Elvis died. Well, you're close. You are very close. Not
1979.
A little earlier than 1978. Just a little bit earlier.
All right, 77.
77. There you go.
This is Judy C.
Okay, you got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, on this day in history, 1942, L.A. Thatcher received a patent for a coin-operated mailbox. The device stamped envelopes when money was inserted. 1945, a U.S. Army bomber crashed into the 79th floor of New York City's Empire State Building. 14 people were killed and 26 were injured. 1951, the Walt Disney film Alice in Wonderland was released. 1965, U.S. President Johnson announced he was increasing the number of American troops in South Vietnam from 75,000 to 125,000. 1973, Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett were married. 1982, San Francisco, California became the first city in the U.S. to ban handguns. And in 1991, Dennis Martinez pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. And that's your history for today on this day in history. Hey, thanks to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays from 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays from 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
Phenomenal. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic today.
Good. Good to hear it. So I have a question. Did you get an answer yet to who sang Footloose?
I did not get an answer to who sang Footloose yet.
Well, I'm going to take a stab at it. Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Yay! Perfect.
Yes, that's right. That's who
Heck
sang.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, hey, we will put you in the drawing, okay?
awesome sauce.
Okay, hey, you take it easy out there, and you enjoy your evening now, all right?
Right back at you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. 4:49 is the time. Bet just about 6 minutes until we do our drawing. You got time to answer a trivia question, and now is the time to get through. If you tried earlier, usually the lines are pretty busy the first part of the program, first 10 minutes or so. So if you had a busy signal then, now's the time to get through. 740-383-9944. It is time to head with me down the long hallway, turn right, and welcome to my classroom. It is all set up because it's time for the Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is natant. Natant, N-A-T-A-N-T, is an adjective. It's got a couple of definitions. First, swimming or floating. The second definition refers to botany, floating on water, as the leaf of an aquatic plant. The origin of natant goes way back to the 1700s to 1710, so it's an old, old word. Natant, that is our weird word of the week for this week here on Offbeat News and Trivia on 107.1 FM. Nate Redmond, firmly planted in Air Chair 1, delighted to talk to you this afternoon. Hey, we've got several in our drawing coming up, so we will find out who happens to be the winner straight ahead. Hey, check out my website if you get a chance. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. Smartphone friendly and good for your desktop as well. Hey, we're also streaming online too at wwgh1071.com. We thank the station for that. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we've done there here on Wednesday afternoons. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH, is home on the internet. WWGH1071.com. Now, if you're into Facebook, you can find me on Facebook by searching Radio Nate. While you're there, click to follow or like button. We post interesting things to show up in your news feed. Don't forget, that's Radio Nate on Facebook. Of course, all the recipes are up there as well. So you can check that out, Radio Nate on Facebook. But if you don't have Facebook, but you do have access to the regular internet, my regular website, radionate.webs.com. All right, just a couple of minutes left until we do our trivia. Let's see if we can get some more questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're playing for a $15 Taco Bell gift card. We'll find out who our winner is going to be today. Which superstar, Man in the Mirror, died in 2009? Which superstar, Man in the Mirror, died in 2009? Why are mutes added to a trumpet's bell? Why are mutes added to a trumpet's bell? Who raged, we're not going to take it? The song, Who Raged, We're Not Going to Take It. Which city streets did Bruce Springsteen sing about in 1994? And gaps between notes are known as what? Those are the trivia questions that we have left. You might know the answer, so give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Hey, a Canada YouTuber and inventor earned a second Guinness World Record when he and his team created the world's brightest outsized flashlight. James Hobson, founder of Hacksmith Industries and creator of the Hacksmith channel on YouTube, posted a video showing off the supersized flashlight, which shines at a record-breaking 501,031 lumens.
The Hacksmith Team's Night Bright 300 flashlight contains 300 LED bulbs. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello, Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister is correct. How are you today?
Ooh, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. And what is your name?
My name is Patty Ensign.
Patty. All right, Patty. Well, I appreciate you calling today, and we will sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for listening out there. We appreciate it.
Bye. Bye.
All right. We have just seconds away from the drawing. Hey, this world's brightest flashlight. Yes, indeed. 300 LED bulbs. The team said the Night Bright 300 contains 50 boards, which each have 6 LED bulbs, and the boards are connected to drivers that are all powered by a single battery. Here we go. It is 4:55 in the afternoon, and that means it's drawing time. Thanks to everybody that called in today. Somebody is about to win a $15 Taco Bell gift card. So let's find out who it's going to be. And we're drawing and we're drawing. The winner today is the one and only Sarah. Sarah, congratulations. You are the winner. But we want to thank everybody that called. I want to thank Noah. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Judy C. Thank you, David Avery, for ringing our phone today. And, of course, thank you, Sarah, for calling. Hey, and next week, don't forget, it's our fantastic fall giveaway. And that is a service of WWGH Radio and my producer, the one and only Terry Tackett, who's back with us. Hey, give all your good wishes to Terry. And he can feel good, keep doing great. And so we just give our best wishes to our producer, Mr. Terry Tackett. 4:56 is the time. We have just enough time to do our ladies' corner. I'm curious exactly how many degrees it is outside right now. 86 on the outside here in beautiful historic Marion, Ohio. Hey, here's something to make you a little bit hungry. Chocolate turtle icebox cake. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page with a picture, and the picture just looks delicious. You'll want to make it after looking at the picture. It's at Radio Nate on Facebook. 15 minutes prep and several hours to cook. Break out the caramel sauce and pecans when you're ready to make our chocolate turtle icebox cake recipe. Classic turtle flavors are reimagined in cake form with this chocolate turtle icebox cake that will be a welcome addition to any dessert spread. Here's what you need. 3/4 cup caramel sauce divided. One package, that's 4 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate melted and divided. One package, 6 ounces pecan halves, toasted, coarsely chopped, and divided. Two packages, 3.9 ounces each of Jell-O chocolate flavor instant pudding. 3 cups milk, 1 tub, 8 ounces of Cool Whipped whipped topping, and 18 graham crackers. Here's how to make it. Reserve 3 tablespoons of caramel sauce and 2 tablespoons each of melted chocolate and nuts for later use. Beat pudding mixes and milk in large bowl with whisk 2 minutes. Add remaining melted chocolate and half of the Cool Whip. Mix well. Spread 1/2 cup pudding mixture on the bottom of 13-by-9-inch dish. Cover evenly with 6 graham crackers. Spread 3 tablespoons of the remaining caramel sauce evenly onto graham crackers in dish. Sprinkle with 1/3 of the nuts. Top with 1/3 of the remaining pudding mixture. Repeat layers twice. Top dessert with remaining Cool Whip. Drizzle with reserved caramel sauce and melting chocolate. Sprinkle with reserved nuts and refrigerate overnight. And there you have chocolate turtle icebox cake. Find that recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate. Hey, there is a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth, Saturday, August the 14th, from 1 p.m. until question mark at Blue Fusion, also Poker Run. $10 donation at the door. Five and under are free. Spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, salad. There's an auction there and much more. So check this out. You'll want to be part of this and benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth, and she has stage one breast cancer. So she is working through that. So help her with that as well. Poker Run as well out there. So it'll just be a lot of fun. Well, it's time for me to head back down the road to Waldo. Speaking of Waldo, thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop. You heard us mention them a couple times in the program. Thank you so much to them for supporting the broadcast. I'll be back next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. And don't forget, next week, our Fall Fantastic Giveaway starts. So that'll be a lot of fun service of WWGH Radio. So tune in for that, a service of that. Thanks to our producer, Mr. Terry Tackett, for being here, and we appreciate that. Thank you to everybody that keeps the website going at WWGH1071.com. You can find this program later in the archives. You can find me, well, who knows where, but I'll be here next week from 4:15 until 5 o'clock back in Air Chair 1 on WWGH. Stay tuned. Lots of great programming straight ahead. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The violent fire soon burn out themselves.